Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Miss Goldie T radio show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives. How is everybody doing tonight? For me, I'm just doing great. I had a nice Labor Day weekend. I hope everyone had a fun, safe holiday weekend, and, you know, sleep in peace to the young lady that lost her life in New York at the Juve Parade. It's such a sad occasion. But it's a beautiful day out here in Atlanta, and I'm loving the weather out here. Shout out to my people everywhere. Shout out to my people up in New York. Shout out to my people in the South and the East and the West. I had the pleasure of having a couple of guests on my show the past couple of weeks from the West Coast, and it was exciting and interesting to have, you know, guests such as themselves, right? So I'm going to take it to the artist of the week, which is Mellow Man 8 with So Rough, So Tough. And we'll be right back with the Miss Goldie T radio show, First Lady with the Facts.
And y'all texting me as the tape leaders, but when they hear y'all talking, the niggas go the other way. Because they don't got nothing to do with that. You lose them. You lose them when you talk that. They can't understand the comedic and all that yet. When y'all talk, that's another language to them. They need brothers to come down, like one boy said, to their level first. And when you down to their level, now that's why they relate to rappers more than anybody.
So rough, it's so tough out here, baby. It's so rough, it's so tough out here, baby. It's so rough, it's so tough. Get stuck.
Why?
Because these fucking police out here ain't giving a fuck. Ten cuidado con la ley when you up in LA. Don't provoke them, no te muera today. Learn how to navigate, da la vuelta. We in the war zone, esta es una guerra. East LA to South Central. And the struggle is real, it's cause ours is tremendous. Walk the walk, homie, talk the talk, but that talk gon' get you lying and chalk. And I don't know you sometimes. Some days you wanna bang, some days you wanna rhyme. I can't trust it like my name was Chuck D. Don't believe the hype you see on TV.
Oh.
So rough, it's so tough out here, baby. It's so rough, it's so tough out here. Fuck
fuck as you run down the street. Cut through the alley where the homies used to be. Cook on the side, but now they all die. Uno those chests in the puddle they lie. Start to go for me in another car wash. In memory of a Heverson Ross. Look at all the homies, look at all the lolos. R.I.P. went out like a loco. Cooking police just shooting. And if you think it's all black, homeboy, you ain't looking. The streets gotta eat and the damn thing change. Bottles in prison, niggas in chains. Black and brown unity, it's about damn time. I got your back if you got my car.
It's so rough, it's so tough out here, baby. It's so rough, it's so tough out here, baby. It's so rough, it's so tough out here, baby. It's so rough, it's so tough.
We share reality. You got the badge and I got the pen. You get to go home, I might be doing 10. My hands in the air, hanging out the window. I told my little nigga don't be making no moves though. These niggas shoot with the quickness. Nowadays you need a motherfucking witness. And they coming after you too. If you put this shit up on YouTube, fascism at its finest. Another mother cries, another police violence. A moment of silence, trying just to get it right. Cause I ain't sure if I'ma make this through tonight.
It's so rough, it's so tough out here, baby. It's so rough, it's so tough out here, baby. It's so rough, it's so tough.
Break the funk. Oh man. Keep your eyes on the devil as we elevate. Another mind state. Float with the universe. See the mother ship. You might wanna do that thing right now. You know. Medicine wise. As we realize, orderize, and visualize. We keep this thing on a super astronomical.
Welcome to the new sound of smooth jazz and R&B. Get into the groove, guitarist Mark Drummond and Groovometry. Six Strings, One Love, Chill Out Tronica, and Too Smooth for Words with Daniel A. Nelson. The new sound of smooth jazz and R&B is available now from Mark Drummond and Groovometry from iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, and all digital distributors.
And if you have just tuned in, you are now live with the Miss Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives. And that was Artist of the Week, Mellow Man 8, the So Rough and So Tough. Y'all got to check him out. I like that Mellow Man 8, and shout out to him. And I just would like to send a special sleeping peace to my cousin, Fantasia Bird, who was tragically murdered in Georgia quite a few years ago, and she was a beautiful young lady, and we definitely love her and miss her so much. So I just want to say that. I just want to put that out there. And on that note, I'm going to take it to Regina Bell with So Many Tears, and we'll be right back with the Miss Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with that.
Suddenly
Yes, and if you have just tuned in, you are now live with the Miss Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives. And that was Miss Phyllis Hyman with You Know How to Love Me. I just love that song so much. It took me so many places just now. I said, I have to let it go. I have to let it go and keep it moving. I'm so excited right now. I have the owner and the president and founder of Culture Zine Network, Culture Zine Radio Network, Culture Zine Media, and just, you know, the boss of the family. Hi, Shaquie.
Hey, sister. How you doing?
Wonderful. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Just grinding, you know.
How's the weather out there in California?
It is like 90 degrees. It's hot as I don't know what out here.
I just love these. I love the warmer climate states. But everyone that doesn't know, Shaquie Abdul, he's the founder, the president of Culture Zine Network. He's also my mentor who teaches me everything about this game. So for the people that have been listening and the people that continue to listen, you will notice that, you know, I've been learning some good things around here. So I didn't get a chance to tell you, but on Saturday, I had the pleasure of linking up with DMX. He did a show down in Columbus, Georgia, and it was just so much love, and I had really such a good time. And it was amazing how, you know, people do this every day. Artists have to do this every day. They have to wake up different places. So, you know, sometimes we really need to appreciate what they do. It's a lot more work goes into this just than making songs, and you have to make people happy, and you have to travel. You may never get to see your family. We talked about his new baby, and it was just an awesome time. I wish
Art Man Unknown is a monster. DMX is a beast. He's always been a beast.
Yes, he is.
And I love his new gospel record that he's doing. I love that new gospel record. It's amazing.
I can't wait to hear it. And I know everybody else can't wait to hear it. So
I'll get it over to you.
DMX. Oh, make sure, please, you get over to me. I just want to play over and over. Speaking of DMX, I got to play Slippin', and we'll be right back with the Miss ODTU radio show and Shaquie Abdul.
To live is to suffer, and to survive, well, that's to find meaning in the suffering.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear. I've been through mad different phases, like mazes, to find my way. And now I know that happy days are not far away. If I'm strong enough, I'll live long enough to see my kids doing something more constructive with the time than biz. I know because I've been there, now I'm in there. Sit back and look at what it took for me to get there. First came the ball, the drama with my mama. She got on some fly shit, so I split and said that I'ma be that seed that doesn't need much to succeed. Strapped with mad greed, a heart that doesn't bleed. I'm ready for the world, or at least I thought I was. Bagging when I caught a buzz, I'm thinking about how short I was. Going too fast, it wouldn't last, but yo, I couldn't tell. Group homes and institutions prepared my for jail. They put me in a situation forcing me to be a man when I was just learning to stand without a helping hand. Damn! Was it my fault? Something I did to make a father leave his first kid at 7 doing my first bit. Back on the scene at 14 with a scheme to get more green than I'd ever seen in a dream. And by all means, I will be living high off the hog. I never gave a fuck about much but my dog. That's the only I'd head off in my last. Just another little come on, headed nowhere fast. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can kiss. Hey, yo, I'm slipping.
And that is my main man, DMX. I love him so much. And also, Shaki, I had the opportunity to talk to him about the Hip Hop for Justice. And tell everybody about Hip Hop for Justice and what that is.
Well, Hip Hop for Justice is a coalition of artists comprised together to come together to stop both economic, civil unrest and injustice in our community. We all got together after the Mario Woods situation. If you guys don't know, please look it up. You can find the information on www.hiphop4justice.com. It's the same guys that, you know, we kind of came together 30 years ago when we did Self-Destruction, The Heel, West Coast All-Stars, Sun City. You know, we've done this before. And the difference is this time it's all independent. And, you know, we wanted to bring in some new artists. And it's, you know, it gives us a better situation.
So how could artists be a part of that?
Definitely. Just go to the website, www.hiphop4justice.com. All the information is there. You can submit from there. We definitely looking for new artists in different regions. We feel that there's a lot of community things that need to be said. They will be on this network on another channel on Tuesdays at 8 o'clock West Coast time. They'll be doing their show. And then, of course, you know, we've got several projects out there right now. We just officially dropped a single yesterday, Mellow Man Ace, So Rough, So Tough. But Speech from Arrested Development, his stuff is out. It's on the website. Freedom Williams from CNC Music Factory, his is out there. Cam's is out there on the net. Please support this project. And please get involved.
So all of the artists that you named are some of the artists that's on the project so far?
Yeah, including Chuck D. You know, a lot of different artists that you will know from those famous Self-Destruction projects, all those on their Wise. Do Enough from Lords of the Underground. I mean, this is a legendary project with a lot of legendary artists. And, you know, we're willing to do collabs with a lot of the young artists. You know, and, you know, it's a great project. It's a once-in-a-lifetime project for some of you young independent artists that can't get movement. We have to help save our community from ourselves and from, you know, injustice from both the police and ourselves. And we have to help educate and make changes in our community. It's only going to come from us.
Right. So,
that's
and
the truth.
And
it's black and brown, not just black. So we get that clear. It's black and brown with Universal Project.
I want you to be clear about type of music you are looking for, what quality of music, because, you know, sometimes you ask artists for music or to submit music. And
I do understand.
You know,
right. We need
let
music that is
going to
be self-motivating, is going to be positive things about our community, no calling women female dogs and garden tools.
Right.
We don't use that kind of language. We definitely want to uplift our people, take off the social injustice and the so-called and the economic injustice, and along with the civil rights injustice that's being done to us while our children and our women being killed and murdered in the street like animals. That has to stop. So this project is about self-motivation, self-emancipation. It's about moving self forward. All of us, black, brown, white, purple, green, we all have to live in this society, and no one should be mentally, physically, spiritually abused.
Exactly. We have to go through enough just trying to survive in general. And if we can't survive in our own communities, where are we surviving at? And what communities are we taking care of? What communities are we edifying? So if we are not taking care of our own community, I think we all need to change the way we're doing things.
And if I could, I'd like to ask them for a favor. I'd like to ask a favor before I do anything else. If you guys don't know when you got athletes and people standing up for you guys like Colin Kaepernick, you got cats like Chris, like CP3 and LeBron and them, you may not like them personally, but these brothers are putting money in their careers on the line to fight for y'all injustice. Right. You may not personally like them, but support them, especially Colin Kaepernick, who they're trying to actually get out of the NFL. This brother gave up a $120 million contract because he felt we are being treated unjustly. That's why he's not standing up for the flag. He feels, I can't represent a country who disrespects and kills us in the streets. Whether you agree with that or not, understand if it wasn't for cats like him, Muhammad Ali, Bill Russell, Jim Brown, even James Brown, you know, these are things, Nina Simone, these guys have given up their careers almost to make sure that we keep moving forward. And I think we need to support them, let them know that we appreciate that they're willing to put their livelihoods on the line and their comfortability to make sure none of our children are killed in the streets by us or by someone else.
And what suggestions do you have of us giving support? Because, you know, sometimes you can just say that we should support them, but how give us some ideas and ways that we can support them that would be effective.
You know, what's beautiful. Social media is a great tool. Definitely contact them brothers on their social media pages. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing. There's a whole lot of them that aren't. You know, and they need that support from you because they're not fighting for themselves. They're pretty much above a certain level. But we all get that wake-up call. And we need to support those that are willing to put their lives, their future, their own happiness, their family on the line so your children don't get killed in the street. These are the things that we need to do. All of those brothers, they're not hard to find. Support them. Just like they, in the 60s, they supported Muhammad Ali. We got to support these cats. Injustice anywhere is injustice everywhere.
These are the type of the celebrities that we should be following and giving reverence and respect to. It's like the community are respecting all the wrong people and they're respecting all the wrong things.
Yes.
And it's a lot of things going on right now in the community that has become acceptable because the perception of how the kids are looking at everything has changed. Like, is the more and more the clothes are coming off and the less people are worrying about being sexually active and promiscuous and being on drugs and using alcohol. It's like these are things that you used to hide. You didn't want people to know these things. So now it's like this is the thing to do. And if you're not doing it, then you're not really a part of what you call your own community.
You're right. We have to change the glorification and the morality. We're not trying to be moral police, but we definitely need to act like we got grandparents and mamas and daddies. That's the problem. We don't act like we have. We have to go back and say, I don't want my kids to grow up a certain way, but we also don't want our kids to grow up and have to understand that, you know, when I was growing up, the average age was 19. Now the average age is 14.
14, they going all the way to 14?
14. The average age of kids in our community growing up are 14. We've got to change that. But only we can do it.
We have to go back to a time when kids could be kids because it's not really only the children's fault, it's the community's fault because we are not allowing these kids to be kids. It's nothing for them to do but to go out and fight against one another because they took all the resources, they take all the community programs. They, you know, back in the days, even if people were bad in the community, they did good things for the community. They didn't just make the money in the hood and keep it and go live somewhere else. They took care of those communities and those kids. And a lot of us have to go back to taking care of our own community, giving support and sponsoring our own programs, our own basketball programs, our own after-school programs and cheerleading programs and what have you. We need to put these programs back in our own community by doing what? Supporting our own community, right?
No. Yeah. What we need to tell them is this. The same problems that was in the community when you left are the same problems that are still there.
Exactly, but 10 times worse most of the time.
10 times worse, because they don't have the programs, you had to get out.
Right.
That's true.
And adults also monitor the streets.
It does.
Now,
and we have to take our streets back.
Just stays in their house. Yeah, everyone just...
Well, we have to take our streets back.
Yeah, they don't want to come out. They go in their house. They go to work. They go home because they don't want a problem. But that's why they just out there doing whatever they want to do, because there's no supervision, period, but the police. So if the police have to supervise your children and your community, you're not going to know what happened until you have to run outside and it's your child on the ground and they was just playing. But maybe they was just playing, but maybe you need to go outside and sit with them. And, you know, we wasn't really allowed to go so far without an adult. Somebody had to be with you. You just wasn't roaming around. We just have to do better. We have to watch our kids. We have to do better.
And we had to be in the house for the street lights. Come on, yep.
Right. Nobody has the curfew anymore. I'm going to take it to the phone line because I got my mommy on the phone. So I'm going to see what she has to say about this subject and about the community and about what's going on. Hi, Mom. Hello.
Hey, Goldie. Yes, I can hear you. Hi.
Okay. Good. So what do you have to say about what you think about this subject? What do you have to say about this?
Well, what I have to say is that the community has to get more involved with kids. The parents can't take into the fact that your neighbor said something to your kids because they're ready to fight you. So that's why people don't want to get involved, because the parents is just as trifling as the kids. So, you know, like when I grew up, the whole neighborhood raised you. So it's not like that anymore.
Right. No,
so that's my take on it. And it's, you know, it's got to get better because there's too many people dying and we need all our people.
Yes,
we need everybody.
We need all our good people.
Yes, yeah,
I agree with you, Mom.
Ahead,
I agree with you, Mom. You're right.
Yeah.
So
it's
as
sad.
A person, as a person living in a community, would you be the type of person that would be willing to step up and take part in your community, or would you be amongst some of the people that are saying, you know, I'm just going to mind my business and stay in my house?
Well, you know, if anybody knows me, they know I'm always involved. I'm always trying to look out for the kids and stuff, because the kids are the future, you know. And if
right.
I see them doing something wrong, I'll speak to the parents, but I'll present myself to where I really show concern. But nowadays, people are just
right.
saying your kid is trifling and stuff like that. Maybe the kid is going through something that day, but people have
right.
to pay attention to what's going on in the neighborhood. They can't just pull down their blinds and say, oh, I'm not saying nothing, I don't see nothing. And that's wrong.
Right.
That's wrong.
That's true.
Because that's what a lot of people are doing. Because, you know, they, like you said, the parents, you don't know what type of parents, but like you said, you can be careful about the approach that you use when approaching parents, and you let them know that you're showing general concern for their child and not just saying, you know, your child is out here acting up and you need to get them. That is put any parent in defense mode, and it's the whole subject is missed. The child is still in danger. So, you know, it's a tricky situation with how do we get involved, which way is the right
yeah.
way and the wrong way, the effective way to get involved. And people need to just start coming within their own communities and starting the planning process and putting the strongest individuals together and letting it trickle down until, you know, we have something for these kids to do.
Yeah.
So how's it going out there in Louisiana? How's the weather after the storm?
Well, you know, I wasn't really, you know, I was affected by the flood. But it didn't affect me, you know. So in other words, you know, my surrounding areas was affected. But for the grace of God, you know, I, you know, got past that, you know, so I'm doing good. You know, my motto is I just stay at the pool. I love my my retirement. You know, I'm just doing right. what I have to do. But I do look out for all the kids in my neighborhood.
Good.
Because I wouldn't want nobody to do nothing to. If it was my kid, I would want somebody to look out for my kid.
Right. And we definitely have a lot of kids out here in the street that need people to look out for them and need people to be watching them even when their parents are not watching them. And hopefully it could rub off on some of the neighbors.
Yeah, so, you know, I just pray. I just pray it gets better.
Right. I pray it gets better.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for calling in. I'm going to put you back on the line to listen. That was my wonderful, fabulous mommy. You know, that's where I came from. You see how smart she is. You see where I got it from, right? So I'm going to take it to Goldie and Angie Mulani with Smack to Smack, and we will be right back to you, radio show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Lean Radio Network, where urban culture lives.
Yeah, First Lady, under lock and key.
Spit that fact, sis.
Angie Mulani. Goldilocks be that mistress, y'all movers better shake it. Blocking all hatred, First Lady spit facts. Haters keep hating, got no love for debaters. Never mind what you heard, I'm the chick run-ish. Yonkers is my battleground, most original underground. Backpack shorty running plays on you gamers. I'm a dream merchant selling dreams to you players. My vision much bigger than what you hoping and wishing. Hudson in my yard, send you deep river fishing. Yonkers born and bred, go hard or go left. Approach the First Lady, better do it with respect. Unless you cutting checks, you a liability. My voice rain hail, that's why the world could feel me. Wanna find me, search for ULK. We the team building dreams through the USA. Everything I say, better take it as scripture. Cause my words be the truth, Goldilocks is an issue.
She an issue, too official, ha, get it. We had to let them know, big sis, under lock and key. Right, and I swear we taking over. Killing tracks like Smack to Smack. It says Smack to Smack. Going hard on all the tracks. Yeah. And like slap to slap. Ha ha. Princess. Angie Mulani under lock and key. Mulani too real. I gotta pay attention. Let's go. Cause this is how it gets done. Yeah. Listen.
My mind is on his mission and I'm grinding cause I'm gifted. And I'm young, talented, and getting it. And my haters never listen. So I hope these words ain't hitting. Saying facts up in these written. My mind is so infected. Spitting reality. That's a fetish. I got the haters, then they hate. And bump it to my songs. Killing all these tracks. Yeah, that's back to back. Drake on that diss track. Fact to fact. Smack to smack. I swear to God, I'm setting all these search outs for these subjects. Cause I'm spitting facts. Hitting all these cities. Trying to put my neighbor up on the map. I ain't really into trap. I'm into. Cause I gotta go off and I gotta go home. Back to Nisha said, yeah, you know that drink is too warm.
And if you have just joined us, you are now live with the Miss Goldie T Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts. That was Miss Goldie and Angie Mulani, straight off that Under Lock and Key mixtape. And if you haven't gotten your copy of the Under Lock and Key mixtape, make sure you get it. Hit up Mike Ice, hit up Shaw Ames. Mike Ice took it back to selling the CDs out the trunk. Isn't that how you do it, Shaki?
Yep. That's how we do it. That's how you get back what you need to get back. Control that product.
Right. So tell me about some new up-and-coming artists. Who do you have your eye on? Who do you think are some up-and-coming artists that we should be watching and looking out for?
This is quite a few. There's a couple coming out of the Bay. There's an artist that I really, really love coming up. Of course, Rhyme Scheme. I really love his sound. You got KZ coming out of Miami. You've got some new dudes coming out of Snoop's camp. There is an artist that we're actually getting ready to start working with, a young artist, a group by the name of Artistry. They're like three-part harmony. They sound like the OJs, but over hip-hop tracks.
Wow. Amazing.
And then, of course, you know, this girl, this girl that we're producing over here, her name is Jessica Harris. She has a 7-octave range. For you guys that don't know, Minnie Riperton is 6.5, and Whitney's about a 6.4. So that tells you she's hitting notes that pretty much dogs can hear. Operatic. 25-year-old sister.
Wow.
You know, I met her. She's from Memphis, but she came through Atlanta to me. So it's dope.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm excited about that. I definitely can't wait to get their music and have them on the show. And we had KZ on the show, and we had Rhyme Scheme on the show, and I really like those guys.
I got something else for you coming. I need you. We had an artist, a former artist of the week and artist of the month by the name of Ida. She did IG My Shit. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I love
Ida. She's murdering Europe right now. She's killing Europe and Germany. She'll be back over this way. She is a beast. When she gets back, I definitely want you to interview her. She is a beast.
Oh, I'll be super excited. I love that IG My Shoe game.
Oh, yeah, the whole album is a monster. And she got rhyme skills. Don't sleep on her. She's like this generation's version of Lauryn Hill. She got lyrics. Nice little Jamaican sister. She got skills. So, yeah, we definitely want to blow her up. What about this project you got going? I heard you got some monsters on this project you got going.
On a project that I'm working on.
Yeah, you got some monsters, I understand.
Yes, I'm excited. I'm really, really excited. I just don't, you know, how they say, you know, put in the work and just show the work. So that's what I've been really working on, is just showing up with the work, and people are like, wow. So this is what Goldie been doing. Besides running her mouth on the radio.
Well, you know we're going to support you any way we can.
Yes, I'm very excited about the things are to come, and just stay prayerful. And I know that the Culture Zine Radio Network always has my back. And I
always
love that. I love that so much. It's such a pleasure.
Always.
And shout out to Ed.
And your boy over there is hot. You need to play him a little more. What's his name?
Van Keaton.
Yeah, he's actually going to be the artist of the month. I just have to put it up. I'm sorry, Van. I've been really pushing things. But yeah, he's the artist of the month over here at Culture Zine.
Yes, I love Van Keaton. I'm looking forward to
so when you hit him, let him know he's...
Again.
Please do. Because he's the artist of the month. We definitely need to bring him back and celebrate that.
Okay, I'll make sure that I plug him in and plug you in. And I know he was very grateful when I let him know that that he was Artist of the Month. He was very excited and very grateful. And he thanked us so much. So I'm definitely going to give him a call and see how we can get him in on the shows and get him in on the schedule. He's a very talented brother, Van Keaton. I had the pleasure of being his play wife in the play Never Judge a Book by Its Cover. And I mean, when I tell you, this man could sing just so harmoniously, like just so, it's just like the R&B that you want to hear. The good old fashioned.
Where's that play drop?
And I love Van Keaton. Huh?
Where's that play drop? When's the play come out?
Well, the play actually, we did the play on tour for 3 years. The play is on DVD. If anybody wants to purchase the DVD of the play, you can purchase it from Books by HHC, which is Hope Housing's work. Coaxum, she was also a guest on the show. And she actually has another play that's out called The Diary of a Mother. And if you get a chance to support her, make sure everyone supports her. She has about 7 books, and I just love her. She's such a talented, you know, woman. She lost her only son in the war in Iraq, I believe. And, you know, she really been pouring it into writing. So sometimes things that are a tragedy, we can turn them around to become blessings in our life. And she's definitely a blessing in my life and so many other people. So, yes, we was trying to get the play on the East Coast, but now what I'm working on, you know, Goldie switches hats, PR, Goldie this, Goldie that. So what I'm working on now is getting the play turned into a film.
But when you're ready, you come let me know.
I have the script. I have the film script edited for film. I'll definitely let you know because we're looking forward to that project as well.
When you're ready, you let me know. I might have some funding people for you.
See how we support and network. See what happens when we support each other, when we take the time to listen to each other. It's something so simple. Let me know when you're ready. Something so simple. And people, other people have ways of doing that, but they just won't. They'll just say, you know, I might know 10 movie makers, but I'm not going to tell her. Because what can I get from her? So we have to stop looking at people as, you know, looking at it that way and really start supporting each other for real. What do you think about that?
I agree. I mean, you know, the word community means to come together in unity.
Come together in unity. And our community, we have the largest community, I believe, in the population.
Yep. People of African descent, people of Latino descent are the two largest and most dominant cultures known to mankind. Yep.
So that means that we should be more dominant. We should have more. We should do more amongst each other. And if we support each other, hey, we're all together, really. Trust me. Trust us on this one, right, Shaki?
That's right. If you don't invest in your community, put it to you like this. If we don't take stock in our hood, who will?
Right. And that's where we lost to that when we stopped. I mean, and I know I mess with my friends on services and things that they do, and I'd rather pay my friend to do it than pay someone else to do it. But sometimes when I pay my friend, sometimes my friend doesn't get the job done. So I can understand why it's, you know, much simpler just to go purchase and get what you purchased and be on your way. And, you know, when we're dealing with our own people in our own community, sometimes we tend to, you know, take a little advantage of each other and say, you know what, I don't have to do it right now. But if you treated everything that you do as a business and treat everyone as a customer or a potential customer or a potential support system, I think you'll do a lot better with your businesses, and then you won't have to ask, why doesn't anybody support my business? Make sure your business is a business.
That's true. Make sure you get your paperwork together. People can't pay you if they ain't got no way to pay you.
Because then it's a bootleg business.
That's true.
Right.
Go get you a bank account, get the thing together. I'm about to jump off this phone.
Yes.
I wish you the best of luck.
And thank you. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. Make sure you guys go pick up that. Make sure y'all go support that Hip Hop for Justice. Make sure you support them athletes that are supporting you and those entertainers that are supporting you because they need it. And again, you know, let's say this again, www.hiphop4justice.com. You can always go to coachazineradionetwork.com or coachazine.com. I'm out. You know, I love you, little sis. If you need me for anything, call me.
Yes.
And go pick up that Mellow Man Ace joint that she's about to drop. I'm out, you guys.
Okay, have a good night, Shaki. Thank you so much.
All right. Peace, little sis. Peace.
I just love my coaches in Radio Network family. I mean, they treat me like a sister, a little sister, and they're always there for me to educate me, to enlighten me, what may have you. Yes, and I love that. I love being a part of a network that's full of support, and their network is extensive. with support. The most powerful people in the industry are the people that you do not see and are the people that are behind the scenes. They're actually pulling the strings. They're writing the check. So sometimes it's not always the person on TV. Sometimes the person on TV really may not be able to do anything for you. So on that note, while I'm paying homage to my city, Yonkers, I'm going to, we got DMX on tour. We got the Lox on tour. So I figure I'll play some of that DMX with the Lox and Jay-Z, Blackout, and we'll be right back with the Miss Goldie to you radio show, First Lady with the Set.
Yeah. Oh. This is it right here, baby.
You know what it is.
Yeah. I used to have bad luck. Now you might see me in a Jag truck. Masked up, either with a dime or a bad duck. Double RT with the matching bandana. 38 snub, blue steel with no hammer. And I see y'all niggas trying to glance at the kiss, cause I walk around with your whole advance on my wrist. Phoning your women, drunk off Coronas and lemon. And you know I'm still right in the mean, light in the green. I need the buggy, even though I look right in the beam. Judge find out it's my team, he boosts they bells. Singing thoughts on their album, try to boost they sales. We put our pies on the table when our eyes on the label. Cause them rednecks up in the mountains to try to slay you. Call me raspy, tell you what I want you to know. Up what you ask me, you probably don't want me to blow. I got a lot of horsepower, so I'm able to skip. Usually a good nugget, even though I'm able to flip. You pay 30 for the kiss, 100 for the locks. And if we cool, then I write a hook or a drop. Whatever's in the bank is my bet. A Zeebo's my pet, you can bet it with the legs and the neck.
Yo, when my gun bustin', to get to the fish like Swanson. New York's youngest Bumpy Johnson. I put fear in y'all heads, chic looch, tapping in gasoline y'all beds. And that's warning, if you're alive in the morning, that's fine. Now I suggest you hit the block and get what's rightfully mine. I want PC, see me tucking your chains. I got niggas at my pop's age, that lifestyle ain't changed. It's like wake up, move a brick, half of it slow. Make car money, check with Sheik or over the hoe. Rock away, slick mink, do rag under my fitted. And I don't even want waves, Tim's be halfway new. That's Sheik in the dressing club, cause I'll up with shoes. And from my end of his life, I swear to the Bible, let it be told. I put 30 in your head, all in the same hole. Cause we got the same goal, and you try to tamper with mine. Don't make me up, but I'm gonna leave you with some ish in your spine. For me, you be a was, huggin', it was dope. It was getting money before I extorted your coat. You crazy?
Hey yo, catch me with a 38 box of shells and a 98 Lincoln eating pasta shells. Order to go, always got a box of L's. Blow, stay on the low, get a Heine and swig. I'm Panero, so I hate a snake, rather a pig. I pop ish, cause I'm the second best, the first was big. Y'all the niggas are sunned out, let me speak to your father. Cause I like to play chess and I swing a revolver. If I don't like it, then I don't even be bothered. I spit, I'm just a crooked nigga going legit. You hold your nine if you holding the brick. Common sense, fed drama, you hit the Bahamas. Get bent, LOX, get respect like Sonny from Bronx Tale. Us and DMX, the Rough Rider cartels. Thirsty to live, are y'all niggas eager to die? I tell all my niggas ride, you won't leave with a dime.
I'm a monster, I sleep whole winters, wake up and spit summers. Get over and putting up Will Smith numbers. Surrounded by sixes and hummers, if is among us. Try not to let this bullshit become us. It started from hunger, till it all went insane. Now just notice the change now that I hit my number. The chickens I twisted, see the digits unlisted. The beeper done changed, you're dead if the reaper done came. I suggest to get up speaking my name. Cause trust me, y'all can still feel the heat in the rain. I keep creeping, the streets keep watching, I keep popping. The infants hot hands and the bullets is heat seeking. Jade flows and pesos, chase hoes, not. Circle around the block in the drop, till I'm jump through the top, where the sunroof used to be. I can see y'all not used to me, but it flows like none other. I'm the meanest, toughest, dun-dunner, the gun butcher. You the type that busts a lot of shots and none touch ya. I'm the type to get excited when the gun touch ya. Oh, I'm about to witness this dynasty like no other.
I'm headed nowhere fast, running in place, jamming my waist. Niggas wanted a taste, but wouldn't come to my face. So what that mean? You cats is playing games again. So now what I do? Start naming names again. All you motherfuckers know that I speak from the heart. Play like you don't know, LOX is dope bar. We can
shade. We coming with like four. I get hype, y'all niggas best to stop playing. It'll be the one you forgotten about. It'll get you shot in your mouth. Got my dogs covered. Plus it's all gravy like chicken when it's smothered. What? It's dark and I love it. Get him, boy. Let him loose. Come on. You want it with the dog or the gun? Let him choose. Come on.
And thank you so much for tuning in to the Miss Goldie 2 radio show, First Lady with the Facts. That was DMX featuring Jay-Z and the Locks on that Blackout. I just love how they always put DMX last on the song because, you know, the person that's going to slam dunk it has to go last because you can't go after him. How would you go after that? So, you know, trying to go after DMX is like, trying to go for seconds after the bowl is already empty. The dog ate it already. So, to the Miss Goldie T radio show, I will see everyone next Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, same place, same time. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Facebook. Send me your comments, suggestions, guest ideas, whatever. Thank you so much. And have a good night, everybody.